This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. It could get a lot tougher to access gay websites as Canberra tightens its grip on internet control. The federal government will use new technology to ensure that sites refused classification are blocked in Australia. However, the move could result in websites providing crucial details on safe sex and HIV prevention being censored. It's a blow to ACON's Save the Net petition that urges governments to allow Aussies to still have access to educational GLBTI sites.
Same Same has announced its 25 most influential gay and lesbian Aussies. This year's selection includes former High Court Judge Michael Kirby, choir leader Jonathan Welch, Dr. Karen Phelps, and MTV host and personality Ruby Rose.
New South Wales police are upping the ante next year in an attempt to make it easier for victims of homophobic crime to report what happened. The force is pledging extra funding for the anti-violence campaign to increase awareness in the community through new ads. It comes after two recent gay hate attacks in Sydney.
Chill Out Festival faces a tough few months following the end of its contract with event organiser the Adam Lowe Group. The 2010 festival is expected to go ahead in March, although the committee will meet in the next few days to make sure it's doable. Festival President Adam Wright expects the short term will see an orderly handover of management. The festival committee will then focus on finalising what he describes as the best Chill Out Festival ever.
There are fresh calls out of Tasmania for more funding to tackle homophobia, despite improving conditions over the past few years. It comes after it was revealed gay couple Juan and Pedro suffered abuse from neighbours to such an extent that they're having to move. Rodney Croom from the Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group says Premier David Bartlett's government isn't doing enough.
State government has funded some anti-homophobia programs in schools, but the funding isn't ongoing. And what we're calling for is for a dedicated state government budget for anti-homophobia programs in schools, and also for better resources for the Anti-Discrimination Commission to conduct diversity training in Tasmanian workplaces.
The BBC has apologised for running a survey asking should homosexuals face execution. Meant to provoke debate about Uganda's proposed new anti-gay laws, the survey angered many across Britain. Politician Eric Joyce says Uganda's moves should be condemned, not opened up to debate. The discussion question was later changed to should Uganda debate gay laws.
Despite $3 million pledged to help curb the spread of HIV in the Asia Pacific, a leading national organisation claims more needs to be done. PM Kevin Rudd confirmed that AusAid would be used to provide support to authorities in Indonesia, Burma and Papua New Guinea in supporting men who have sex with men. The Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations says it's a start and hope more is pledged in the coming years to address the problem.
Portugal looks set to become the sixth European country to allow same-sex marriage. The socialist government has put forward a proposal that marriage no longer be restricted to two people of the opposite sex. With the government having a majority parliamentary support, the bill looks like being passed. Gay activist João Paulo explains why passing the bill is important.
I pay my taxes like everybody, so why I don't get the same right, but I don't have the same rights as everybody.
Briefly in other news, newly elected New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally's revealed she'll support anti-discrimination law exemptions that allow religious schools to expel gay students. Anise Parker is the new mayor of Houston, becoming the first openly gay leader of a major US city.
Every time I walked in there and I saw all those 20-somethings, I knew I had to win because of the way they approached the campaign. The atmosphere at the headquarters was always great.
And Natalie Bassingthwaite's filmed the music video for her new single, A Love Like This, to be used as part of next year's campaign for same-sex reform, Wear It With Pride.
To QNN Sport, early bird registrations for the Cologne Gay Games close on December 31. Over 2,800 athletes have already registered, more than expected for 6 months out. Come July next year, though, organisers expect 10,000-plus athletes and artists to be participating.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.